Yeah. And one of the best things I've ever found for standing in your own authority is humor. Like in your mind's eye while they're talking, pretend you're tapping on them. Right? And or pretend you're, you know, tapping on yourself like, oh, I used to say that. Ooh, if I was going to rate them in scarcity, I'd give them a 12. Oh, nah, they're only a 4 today, kind of whiny. You know, playful, playful, playful in your mind. Because what you're doing is you're not judging them in a harsh, ugly way, which would lower your frequency. But in a playful way, you're reminding, hey, I'm separate from that. I'm thinking my thoughts. I'm choosing how I feel. But it's easier to do through play. Yes.
So would we not engage in the conversation if you're trying
only to? If you want more of it.
So you are you worried about being perceived? I mean, socially, there's the pressure of, you know, not engaging in the conversation.
Which is only
I find myself walking away when I don't want to resonate that. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes like, well, an antisocial thing. But if you excuse yourself from the, you know, situation.
And so are you sure? Have you been told that? Or is that in your own mind?
It probably is in my own mind, but I excuse myself and walk away.
No, I mean that it's antisocial. Do people perceive you that way?
There's comments, you know. It's like you're not giving people the time that they want from you. They want to engage you in the pity party or the...
Okay, I get what you mean.
You see what I'm
okay.
saying?
So like, this is what that looks like. Oh, yeah, that does feel bad. Because I remember how that feels. Oh, that feels awful. I can see that stresses you out. Yeah, I really feel for you. You're not agreeing with the theory, you're not agreeing with the belief, but you're compassionately responding to a human. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You don't have to agree. It doesn't have to be your thing. But you can absolutely understand it. We all can. If somebody's furious, hey, we all know what that feels like. It doesn't feel good. Right? You can just say, wow, it makes you really mad. Actually, it's the most loving, compassionate thing you can do is to validate what somebody else is feeling. Wow, that is so scary. You don't have to feel it, but you can validate, acknowledge it. But most of us are, you know, like we're just like, I don't want to go there because we're afraid we'll resonate. Like you don't want to be around people who are scared because guess what? You're going to be afraid, right? Usually we pay for that though, like amusement parks, movies. But you can be around somebody really scared and get scared, right? Or you can be around somebody who's really angry and get angry. Yeah. Well, that just means you haven't cleaned up your own stuff enough to not resonate. Right? But I think you're actually talking about something different. So wouldn't it, because we live on an expansive planet and we're all evolving in so many ways, look at our technology, look at our medical field, everything, we're evolving. So wouldn't you perceive that your next level is first you manage by yourself, but then you learn how to play even around stinky energy? That's what we call it in our family, stinky energy. But my kids are funny. If they see somebody grumpy, like in the grocery store, mom, do something. Look at that stinky energy. Because you can create a frequency of peace and vibration that can fill a whole room. That's what I do for fun at the driver's license office. It's the only place I know where you're in line for a really long time. So I look around and see, I wonder if I can make the whole room happier. And, you know, I got time to kill, so no big deal. And besides, who's going to know what I'm doing, right? So no can't fail. It works beautifully, though. So you can do that. So think of it not as, oh, it's more work, just it's the next level. What else are you going to do?
That's, how long